Well, Ross, with this election, it seems the Texas legislature is becoming a deeper shade of red, if you will. We have more conservative lieutenant governor, a larger Tea Party presence in the Senate, and I think a few more Republicans in the Texas House. How do you think that's going to affect the kind of policy issues the legislature is going to tackle?
You know, it removes resistance from what the most conservative members of the legislature have been trying to do. The Texas Senate in particular is going to be more conservative than its predecessor. And when you add Dan Patrick at the top, you know, the lieutenant governor is the gatekeeper who decides in large measure what the Senate gets to consider and doesn't consider. And I think you'll probably see some more conservative legislation coming out of that body.
Well, let's talk about a few things that Dan Patrick has said he wants to do. He said he wants to repeal the DREAM Act, which gives in-state tuition to undocumented high school graduates. Do you think an issue like that gets a wider hearing and could potentially pass?
Yeah, I expect things like that will pop up in this legislature, and I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot of resistance to them in the Senate. I think some of them will be fights, but, I mean, don't be surprised if you see more conservative stuff coming out of the Texas Capitol.
We heard a lot about spending more on education, our public schools during the campaigns. As you know, a judge has said the state's education funding system is unconstitutional, in part because Texas doesn't spend enough on schools to pay for the standards that have been set. How do you think the lawmakers are going to address that issue?
It's going to the Texas Supreme Court. I don't think the legislature will act until the Supreme Court does. They want to do more than the court's going to require, and they don't want to do something and have the court say, no, you did the wrong thing. So I think they'll probably wait. And it has a weird impact on spending. It gives the budget writers an easy way to tell lawmakers, hey, don't spend all of this money that we're getting from oil and gas. We may need it when the court comes back.
So probably not a whole lot more spending on public schools?
I don't expect a big change on public schools until the Supreme Court has ruled on the school finance case.
So that could be a year or two more.
It could be a special session. It could be in the next regular session. It's just, you know, it's hard to predict what the court's going to do and when it's going to do it.
You know, there's still talk about a Texas solution to access the $100 billion in federal Medicaid money we rejected when we rejected Obamacare. Do you see a serious effort there, or do you think that issue is dead?
You know, I suspect it's dead, but it's a ton of money. And a lot of the medical community in Texas has been, you know, quietly and some not so quietly lobbying for this. Given the conservative, you know, nature of the people who just got elected, I think it's a hard sell.
There's no question the Democrats got creamed in this election. What kind of voice do you think they're going to have at the Texas Capitol?
Elections have consequences, and it's going to be tough on the Democrats for a while.
It's hard to believe the legislative session is just about 2 months away. It starts on January 13th. Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.